A nippy dawn woke my dad, 86-year-old Ed Church. He turned to nuzzle his chin into Mom's warm neck, but Ibby was already up and dressed. He heard her rattling around the kitchen, laying out a breakfast of graham crackers and hot tea at the century-old dining table. Ed pulled on yesterday's clothes that laid on the bedside chair overnight, splashed water on his face, and ran a dry toothbrush across his teeth. After they ate, Ibby brushed crumbs from Ed's lips and held his red Rivertown Realty jacket from behind as he slowly slipped in one arm at a time. Ed helped Ibby snuggle into the blue fuzzy cardigan she'd knitted 30 years ago, waiting as she fastened each white pearl button with her arthritic fingers. Ed smooched Ibby, saying, "I love you. See you for lunch." Fingertips against the wall to steady himself, he staggered down two concrete steps to the attached garage, then pushed the control to open the overhead door. Ibby tottered along to his red Cadillac, handing him his cane, reminding, "Don't forget to use this." Ibby stood in the driveway of the small 1950s brick ranch home where they'd lived for 40 years, waving while Ed backed out of the driveway without looking, and drove two blocks to work. His caddy rolled through one stop sign, then through a red light before he parked crooked across two spaces at Rivertown Realty. Ed entered his business of 60 years smiling so brightly his eyes squinted, gave an enthusiastic salute-like wave to his co-workers, who were already busily working, bubbling, "Hello, everybody. Great day, isn't it?" He continued polite niceties, but couldn't remember names. Then he entered his office with his brass nameplate on the door, Edwin Church, President, and settled in behind his walnut desk, opening the Wall Street Journal. He appeared busy, but glanced up frequently, hoping to see familiar clients. Back at home, Ibby waved to her neighbors as they drove to work, on Orchard Lane, their dead-end street. Everyone knew everyone. She struggled, straightening her stooped spine to pour cracked corn and sunflower seeds into her bird feeder, and slowly hobbled to survey her bleak fall yard. She lingered, marveling at the glistening, frozen dew encapsulating late fall rosebuds. Frost soaked Ibby's cloth shoes. Shivers hastened her back into the warm house. She passed through the cluttered kitchen, looking for a snack, peeking in the refrigerator packed with leftovers. Some were edible, others spoiled, but Ibby couldn't tell the difference. She looked forward to the lunch and dinner she and Ed would eat at the local restaurant, as they had nearly every day for the past 6 months. Before Ibby settled in on the couch to wait for Ed, she heated a cup of tea in the microwave. The stovetop was piled too high with pots and pans, as well as canned and boxed food, to use the teapot. She idled time away watching cardinals, blue jays, and yellow finches flitting on the feeder outside the picture window, whistling to mimic their chirps. From across the street, a retired neighbor stopped by, as she did every morning, to say hello. Ibby gave her a hug and a friendly greeting, but couldn't remember her name. Before Ibby realized, hours dissolved. She heard the church bells toll 12 at noon and was whistling along with Amazing Grace ringing out from the church carillon when she saw Ed pull in the driveway.